I'd like just to...
We do, yeah. Avi does.
Parsha Vayetze. So I want to really focus on one thing. Today is, in America, as I'm sure you know, it's Thanksgiving. I remember when I was a few years ago, my mother asked me, you know, or my mother always say to me all the time, like about Mother's Day. I said, Mom, every day is Mother's Day. What do you mean, every day is Mother's Day? No, one Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is nice to your parents. My wife, when you have, you know, I talk about it all the time, you know, it's like every day is our anniversary. You don't celebrate anniversaries differently. Every day is an anniversary. She doesn't really buy that, nor does my mother, but the idea is that we have this concept of a special day of thanks. I remember that Rav Tursky, or Mayor Tursky one time told me that these holidays were invented by, like, not Thanksgiving, but like Mother's Day. They buy Hallmark cards. You got to have extra cards, and it's an excuse why you need to visit your mother only one time, when you know, a year. But in reality, as Jews, we don't believe in this only one day for thanking Hashem about anything, or for thanking your parents, or being close, I mean, nice to your spouse. Every day is like that. But at the same time, there is a special opportunity now to discuss the idea of Thanksgiving. So I do want to discuss this week's parsha. Happens at the first thanks ever mentioned, according to Gemara Brachos, is this week's parsha. Is it coincidence? Nothing's coincidence. Before I get to that, I want to say one quick idea, which is really an empowering idea for all of us. The first Aliyah, we have that Yaakov has this vision. He has this vision. He sees a ladder with the angels up and down the ladder. It says, "Vayikatz Yaakov mishnaso vayomer." Achein Hashem makom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. Achein, what's the word achein mean? Achein Hashem makom hazeh. What's achein? Indeed, there is Hashem in this place, and I didn't know. Indeed, it sounds like he's, you know, indeed, you don't know, start, Max, indeed I had a good week. It's not the way you speak. You don't speak about indeed, it's not the first thing you say in a sentence. He says over here, indeed, there's Hashem. What does that mean, indeed, in this context? It's not, again, it's coming out of the blue a little bit. So I was a number of years ago, I was in the White Shul, and I heard Rabbi Pelkovitz, I don't know who he quoted, but I heard him ask this question, and he had the following pshat. It's an unbelievable idea. He said the word achein is not really a word, it's actually it's a mnemonic. Achein is a mnemonic. Aleph, Chaf, and Nun really should be known like this, because I'll keep like that. Aleph is Aryeh, Chaf are the Kruvim, and the Nun is the Nesher. These are three of the four faces of animals that were found in Hashem's throne. In Shemayim, if you look in Yechezkel, you'll find it describes the Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's found on it. So you have there's two different accounts of what's found on it. But you have a lion, the Kruvim, the cherubs, the angelic-like figure that we know was on top of, as you guys did in the first parak, on top of the Arun, and the Nesher, which was the eagle. There's a fourth. Okay, what over here is, according to this Repelkos, who brought this shot down, Yaakov said, I realized that there was an Aryeh, I knew there was an Aryeh, and Kruvim, and a Nesher there. You know what the fourth face was? Fourth face on the Kisei HaKavod? Yaakov. His was the fourth face. He gets up there, and he sees him, his face on the Kisei HaKavod. And he says, Achein, I knew that these were on there, but Anochi? Well, I didn't know I was on there. I had no idea I was on there. Had I known I was on there, I never would have gone to sleep. I never would have went to take a nap. I'm on the Kisei HaKavod. My faith belongs in the chair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself sits on. And I'm going to take a snooze. I'm going to doze off right now. I had no clue that I was looked upon that way. I had no idea that I was given such high respect in Shemayim. I had no idea that if I knew that was the case, I never would have taken it easy. I would have stayed up as long as I could. I would have put my feet in freezing water. I would have made sure to be awake at all times. If I understood that I belonged among people who were found in the Kisei HaKavod. I would say that before I go on to the speech I want to get today about Thanksgiving, probably the greatest challenge that we face as people, all of every age, myself included, certainly, is that we don't think we matter that much. If I don't come or I do come, I don't learn or I do learn, I'm not doing this or I am, it doesn't matter. I'm one person of many. I mentioned to you on my last trip, I took people, the world is full of people and everyone's going different directions. Does my particular action matter so much? Anochi lo yadati. I don't think what I do will make the biggest difference to anybody out there, especially God. I'm not the biggest tzaddik, I'm not the biggest talmid chacham, I'm not a rush either, I'm a regular guy. So if I want to do it, I'll do it. If I don't do it, I won't do it. Either way, I'm okay. Yaakov felt the same thing. You know, he's quote unquote, he's a regular guy. He's about to become actually a great shepherd. He's going to be a great shepherd to take care of loved ones' flock very soon. This week's parsha coming up right now. I'll take care of the flock. He didn't think of himself to be such a you know, a gavra like that, that he belonged in the kisei hakavod of Hashem? Well, Hashem had him there. And he says, I knew Achim, but I didn't know I was there. So it may be true that our face is not the kisei, but it's true. But whether you question that, if you matter, if you question whether or not you make a difference, Hashem cares. If Hashem puts you here, that means he cares. And we'll see very soon, every single individual has different talents. Every person has different talents. And part of Thanksgiving is really appreciating what you bring to the table that's different. There's not one person, even identical twins, not a person in the world who's exactly like somebody else. There's no one like that. Which means that everything that you are is unique. And if you take uniqueness and you don't bring it to the best place possible, then something is missing. Then the world is missing out on you. Because if Hashem felt you weren't important, then you wouldn't be here. He doesn't need to create you, God. You don't do him any favors. You do the world a favor by you existing and acting in a certain fashion. And therefore, when you question, what does it matter what I do? Well, it mattered to Hashem to create you. He felt you were worth that, to give you another day in the world. And if you're worth that, that means that it's shy for you to worry about yourself. Anochi, you also matter a lot. Part one. What I want to focus on a little more is the very first things we ever find in the Torah. This is partially find it by Leah. Mar Brachos brings down on Daf Zayin Mabez, I think it is. It says that I have the source over here somewhere in a second. Zayin Mabez says the Gemara, the following, I got somewhat disturbing line. We'll see what it means in 1 minute, we'll see what it means in a minute, so it's a little clear afterwards. It says, Miyom Shabara, Amar Yochanan Mishum Mishum Yochai. Miyom Shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu is Olamo. When the day God created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shehodila Kadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shabas Aleh Bodasa. There was never a person in the world who thanked Hashem until Leah came along and thanked Hashem. As it says, Shemar Hapam Odas Hashem. This time, I will thank Hashem. What does it mean? No one thanked Hashem before him. Adam Rishon didn't thank Hashem before. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka. No one thanked Hashem until Leah came along. She invented Thanksgiving. She invented thanks. What happened up till now? They served Hashem, certainly. What does it mean no one thanked Hashem until Leah comes along? That's the question that many commentaries actually discuss and they ask. There's a number of Mefarshim brought down. Rashi discussed what Leah's thanks was. Leah's thanks was, according to Rashi, that she got more than her fair share. We know the math is that there were going to be, eventually it would happen. Leah was a prophetess, I guess, in this way. There were 12 tribes that would come out of Yaakov. And there were going to be 4 people that Yaakov had children from. And if you do the math, that's 3 per kid, 3 per mother. And when Leah got her 4th, she realized that I got more than my fair share. I get more than I deserved. And the Thanksgiving, therefore, she owes Hashem when you give me more than I really should have, more than I deserved, more than was my lot. So according to the opinion of the Rashba, not the Rashba we have, the Rishon Rashba, but the Rashba found in the Ein Yaakov Sefer, so he brings down, he says, that's what Leah was saying Hashem the first time ever, that someone got more than their fair share. We've never had someone get more than they're supposed to get in the end. Now, why did Leah get more than she was supposed to get? Why did she get more than her fair share? So we know Leah was this big tzaddikus who davened so seriously, so intensely, that even though she was barren, she never experienced one day of feeling being barren. It says, Vayivtaches Rachma. Look at the Chumash over here. What does the Chumash say? It says, Vayar Hashem Kishnu Aleha. Hashem see that Leah is hated. Vayivtaches Rachma. Hashem opens up her womb, implying before that happened what was going on. She was barren. Why did God make her barren just to make her have child? The first time she had a relationship, she had a child already. What kind of barren is that? That's not barren. So the answer is because Hashem saw she was snua. What does that mean, she saw she was snua? Rachel would cry every single day, even before she got married to Yaakov. She was so sad. The purpose of anyone having troubles and trials and tribulations in life is so they dive into Hashem. But Leah already started davening before she even had the problems. God gives us problems so that we daven. If you daven to Hashem with the depths of your heart before you had a problem, no reason for any problems. Why do you need a problem after all? You're davening, you're ready for it. When Hashem sees that Leah felt hated and davened that way all the time, so that he didn't make her barren at all. And therefore, the moment that she's not barren, she gets extra children coming her way, she has a feeling of, you know what? I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my extra slot that I got, extra things that I got in life. There's really one shot I like most, and I'll just give it over right now, and I'll use a mushal if I can. If you look at each time Leah named the child, I'll read the words what each child is named, what they say. First, Reuven. Why? Because she says, Hashem saw my struggling, says Leah, and now my husband may love me. My husband will love me now. So Reuven is like, Hashem has seen my struggles, and now maybe Yaakov will extra love now, because I have a child. And she had the next kid. Shimon. Why is she called Shimon? Because Hashem, he snu anochi. Hashem was heard. Hashem heard that I was snu anochi, that I was hated. And therefore, he gave me a child. Shimon. Another one, Levi. Now my husband will have to ilaveh. What does ilaveh mean?
Escort.
He'll have to escort. That's coveting me. Why? Because I have only two hands. I need a third hand here. My husband's got to come with me right now. Call him Levi. Listen to the fourth one. But I always say the Bama Tomer Hapam with Hashem. I thank Hashem. Al Kain Kurash Mohuda. For what? Thank Hashem for what? Where's the partly thank? You know, the last time my husband, you know, will love me. Because my husband hated me. So my husband will help me. And this time, just thank you. When I was learning with a chavrus of mine, a guy in yeshiva, about he's from like 8 years ago. When he came back from yeshiva, we had a Skype chavrus every week. And then when you Skype someone, you can see what's in the background of their home or wherever they're learning with you. So learning with this guy, he's like a star guy at the time. He was really learning beautifully. And I noticed on his wall, in his house, he had everything in the background. You can see the whole layout of his house with the Skype. So I see he's got a wristband hanging on the wall. It said on a Q 34, 24, which one it was. And I said to him, what's that on your wall there? He goes, oh, Quinn Richardson, forward for the Knicks. You know, he threw up his wristband at the end of the game, and I caught it, and I put it on my wall. So I said, did you wash it? Like, before you put it on the wall? He goes to me, Rebbe, game sweat? You kidding me? I would never wash that. That's why it's there. I don't need to wash it. I want it because it's sweaty. So I said to him, what if I would take my, I wear a knocking keeper when I play ball? I'm not keep when I finish playing ball, I toss it your way. You know, would you gladly catch it? Would you accept it? He goes, that's disgusting. So, I said, yeah, it's disgusting. But I'm pretty sure that if there were any diseases that any of one of me equipment should have had, he has more than I have, probably. And yet, you're happy to feature it on your wall, sweat, game sweat, never washed. But mine, you hold like, you know, ooh, Rebbe, you dropped this, can you please take it back for me? What's going on here? And he's like, yeah, you know, I hear that, but I still wouldn't keep anyways. Don't worry, I wouldn't still take it. So I realized, what was it? If you had the chance to hold on to something that someone who gave it to you, you look up to, you respect, you appreciate, then you wouldn't want it. You know, let's say you were sitting next to someone at a table, a famous person, and they had a napkin that they wiped their mouth with and threw in the garbage. You might pick it up out of the garbage and bring it home. You're like, I got the used napkin to fill in the blank. I'd be so excited to have that. So again, if it's a Rebbe, you probably like, Rebbe, you look at that napkin at the table, you can't throw it in the garbage, that's disgusting. What's the reason why you look up to that? Because it's not the gift, it's that you got something from the giver. The gift doesn't matter so much as that the giver gave you something. It represents that you're fortunate to have received from that individual. Again, I give my students all the time things. They don't look concerned, you know, significant. If I give them something, it won't matter to them. But if, let's say, one of these guys gave you leftovers, okay, one day gave you leftovers, you wouldn't eat it. You'd save it. You know who gave this thing to me? Quentin Richardson gave, you know, his wife baked challah, and this is the challah of Quentin Richardson's wife. You never eat it. You put it on, you put it away, separate paste, like at the sale paste, but you put it aside somewhere and you want to keep it because this is food. Because this guy gave me something. And that means it's the giver, it's not the gift. Leah says the following thing to Hashem. The first three times, there was a reason why she appreciated it. Now this will happen. Now that will happen. This time, my husband will love me. But the fourth time, there was nothing that it did for the family anymore. And she says, this time I'm just happy to get a gift from God. I'm happy to have something now that I have that's just from God. The first three times, there are ulterior motives. But the fourth time, says Rashwab, is Rashwab's shot. In the Parsha, Leah is the first person to thank God for a gift because it means that now is the kesher between the giver and the receiver. That's the greatest level of thank you. It's not for what you get out of it. It's not what you get. We live in a world where it's always like, what do you do for me? I'll do for you. What do you do for me in return? It's, you know, it's like a bartering. But when Leah thanked Hashem, what she said to Hashem was, I don't care even. I don't care what I get out of it. I care that you gave me something. It's from you. I appreciate it. And obviously, you want to treat it well. Thanksgiving is about not like, well, okay, you know, I guess I owe you a thanks because you gave me X, Y, and Z. And it seems when you take a step back and you realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu, or your parents, or fill in the blank, whoever it was. Still going? Still going. Okay, anyways.
Oh, no.
Wow, that's good stuff. It's real. It's real. It's good. Anyways. When a person has the opportunity to have a thank you, not because of, you know, of getting, you give someone a gift, and you give them like, oh, that's, you know, that's really nice, thanks. But they don't really want it. They don't really care for it. So you feel like, silly. If you give someone a gift, it doesn't matter what, even before they open it, wow, thank you so much. But you didn't even open it yet. That doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. It could be like a Cracker Jack's ring. But you gave me a gift, that means a lot to me. And if you think for a second of someone in your life who you looked up to a lot, who doesn't owe you anything at all, and they hand you something, they give you their sweatbands, or they gave you a ring, gave you anything at all, they gave you their autograph. What do you have? You just have their signature. You're like, oh, see what I got? I got a signature. Who cares? No, you know why? Because you like that person. What they gave you, you're not going to sell it. It means nothing as far as, even though you could probably sell on eBay for money, but that's not why you have it. You're just happy to have received from the person who gave it to you. Thanksgiving really should be all about not what I got, but that I got. That Hashem gave me my eyesight. That Hashem gives me the ability to hear. We went to recently to the blind museum, or the deaf museum, or the aging museum, whatever you went to. Everything that I have is a gift. What I do with it, that's on me. But the bottom line is that I'm zochet to have been a gift by the greatest giver in the world, which is God. Your body is the greatest example of being a gift from God. How can we ever not be machir tov when I eat food? How can I make a bracha before and afterwards? How can I not do that? It's the greatest gift that I have. Even if it tastes terrible, it's a gift that you got. Because bracha, you build it to eat and to swell and to be able to function. And we see the chazanish, it's our chazanish, it's the chazanish now, because I said that deal over. Thanksgiving is not about what you got, it's that you got. And again, when it comes to our parents, grandparents, you know, anyone else who does any tova at all, it doesn't matter what they did for you, it matters that they did it for you. And that's where Leah comes in. She taught us this most important rule. And I think it's very hard for us to appreciate this when it comes to us and God. But in reality, that's all the thanks that we owe. We go to the bathroom, we have to give a kar to Baruch, we can go to the bathroom. When we eat food, it comes when we eat food. Everything we do is to remind us how much God gives us in the world. We wake up in the morning, before you say Mo De'ani, you look at the eye, look around you, ugh, I'm alive again. Mo De'ani Lefanecha. Then you have a very important job that you have to do afterwards, which is make it worth God's while. That's where the Achein, Anochi, I didn't know I was important. If you understood that everything you got was a gift from God, then whatever I have, opportunities that I have in life, should allow me to thank God for everything. If I only understood that I mattered so much, that my body mattered, that my thoughts, that my mind, and my personality mattered, then I would take it much more seriously. Thanksgiving is the time to take the gifts that we got seriously, and even more so, ourselves very seriously, which is merit. Be able to mock your toe to people in the world in general, to our family, to our friends, to our bayim, to our children one day, and most importantly, to God's bracha for all the gifts he gives in the world. Have a great Shabbos. Yeah. Without him right now, yeah.